Are driving apps a good thing? This is a philosophical question, also a literal one. The question occurred to me several times last weekend as we drove from Columbia County to a wedding in Central Connecticut. I'm saying Central Connecticut, except now that I'm checking, I see that our destination was actually in Western Connecticut. I didn't know because I didn't consult a map, which would have placed our journey in a larger geographical context. I simply followed the voice prompts wherever it took me, which happened to be through back roads until we reached our destination about an hour and a half later. Is it just me, or does everybody have a moment or 10 during the average long-distance trip where they doubt the honesty and integrity, not to mention the sense of direction of Google Maps, Waze, or your poison of choice? Actually, I take that back. Since you can't rail at an algorithm, actually you can, and I do, though it doesn't do much good, you question the judgment of the person seated beside you, in my case, my spouse, trying to allay your fears that you're seriously off course and won't make the wedding until the ceremony is over, even though you've allotted yourself lots of time to get there. This is not an idle scenario, nor are one's fears groundless. A friend visited this weekend and told us the story of her son's graduation from Kenyon College in Ohio and her sister's failure to materialize at the hotel where the family was staying. The reason, it turns out, is that her driving app took her to another place with the same name a couple of hours further south. And once she arrived there, she called and canceled her reservation at the correct place. I know there may be a few holes in the story, but the larger truth holds. When you put yourself at the mercy of technology, you have only yourself to blame. Don't get me wrong, on balance, GPS is a good thing. I can remember the days when road maps, the kind you could never manage to fold the same way twice, was the coin of the realm. I just had a flashback of using one of those maps to find my way around Europe. If you were lucky, they delivered you to the right town, and then you were required to ask directions of compassionate locals, the language barrier a hurdle of some significance. On the other hand, a few years back, we drove a couple of hours from Rome to a house we'd rented in Le Marche. It's the relatively undiscovered region to the east of Tuscany and Umbria, and our app, after taking us over and under mountains and through fields of sunflowers, delivered us to the driveway next to ours. Or maybe we just overshot it. The point is that it was an invaluable asset, especially if you're of a disposition that's loath to ask questions. I understand this is a male thing, and perhaps it is, which may be why my wife, whose ego or something is less fragile than mine, has that honor. Even though we don't ask directions as much as we used to, the strategy, if you fear yourself lost, is to turn the vehicle in a different direction, hoping to appease the Google gods. The problem is that the mellifluous voice sounds decisive even when it's seriously misguided. That's part of the problem. You can't detect uncertainty in your robot navigator as you would in a person and decide whether their judgment is superior or inferior to your own. Come to think of it, is there any word that sums up the uncertainty of our current predicament, political, climatological, spiritual, than the word rerouting? Suddenly you find yourself in a sort of impotent no man's land, waiting for a bunch of computer code to make decisions about your life that they have no right doing, and only because you were dumb enough to relinquish control in the first place. Back to the wedding we attended. It was a lovely affair. The bride was beautiful, the groom handsome, the weather unimprovable after a couple of days of biblical rain, the toast funny and heartfelt without being sentimental, and the food excellent. We decided to spend the night at a hotel some 14 minutes from the wedding venue, fearing we'd be exhausted after an evening of drinking and dancing. Unfortunately, we missed a turn, and in the time it took for Google Maps to compensate for our mistake or its own, it sent us on a joyride through the manicured wilderness. By the time we found our hotel, we could have been halfway home. That's the other thing I don't get about driving apps. Why do they sometimes clam up or go silent? Are they angry at us, trying to teach us to become self-reliant? Or did I inadvertently hit the mute button, resetting it, requiring taking my eye off the road and risking injury or death? On the way home the next morning, I went to the front desk and asked them to print out directions since I'd neglected to bring my phone charger and ran out of juice. Here's the first direction, which would have been the same even if my phone was functioning. Head north towards Heritage Road. Sounds simple, right? Except how am I supposed to know which way north is in a place I've never been to before? And how do you know whether your instincts are correct, except by trial and error, or by returning to the concierge desk and asking them? Which we did, but they probably won't be that helpful, and they weren't, because they're from Ukraine and this is just their summer job. We did eventually find our way home, on the Taconic. Yes, there's something to be said for that sense of well-being one experiences traveling a familiar road and not having to rely on any app at all.